AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Members of Congress from both political parties are voicing objections to the Iran nuclear deal. Jerry Boatlander has more.
House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Ed Royce ticked off what he sees as numerous shortcomings in the deal, including that it's not verifiable or enforceable.
It gives Iran permanent sanctions relief for temporary nuclear restrictions.
Secretary of State Kerry countered the deal will curb Iran's nuclear program and impose strict inspections, and lawmakers shouldn't worry about what capabilities Iran might have far down the road.
If you walk away, year 15 or 20 starts tomorrow.
A congressional vote on whether to approve or reject the deal is expected in September. Jerry Boatlander, Capitol Hill.
The woman who helped two convicted killers escape from a maximum security prison in New York State pleads guilty to two charges during a court appearance today in Clinton County Court. You have to listen closely as Joyce Mitchell's voice is barely above a whisper as Judge Kevin Ryan asks her plea.
Are you pleading guilty because you are in fact guilty? Do you understand that you are pleading to one felony and one misdemeanor?
Mitchell faces anywhere from 2 1/3 years to 7 years in prison when she is sentenced on September 28th. Lawyers for convicted spy Jonathan Pollard say he will be released on parole in November. Pollard has been in federal prison for 30 years after being found guilty of spying for Israel back in the 1980s. Debt problems in Greece and the China stock market plunge rattle consumer confidence in the U.S. Conference Board says its consumer confidence index fell to 90.9 in July. That's a nearly 9-point drop from June's revised figure and the lowest reading since an 89 last September. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 185. This is AP Radio News. Federal safety investigators report on the cause of the crash of a Virgin Galactic spaceship during a test flight over the Mojave Desert. Diane Kepley has more.
The co-pilot of the experimental spacecraft was killed, the pilot seriously injured, when there was a catastrophic structural failure. It was caused when the co-pilot unlocked the spacecraft's braking system early. Investigator Catherine Wilson says he may have reacted under the stress of a full-power flight, something he couldn't train for in a simulator.
The lack of recent experience with powered flight vibration and loads could have increased the co-pilot stress.
Investigators checked for safeguards as well.
No safeguards were built into the feather system design to prevent this.
NTSB Chairman Christopher Hart says he hopes the investigation will prevent such an accident from happening again. Diane Kepley, Washington.
Hillary Rodham Clinton, running for the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, tells voters in New Hampshire that she won't take a position on the Keystone XL oil pipeline unless she becomes president. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.